Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Season 2 of the Pat and JT podcast. Oh my, now I'm here at last. The best time, always gonna be the best. Come on! Exclusively on the Herd App Media Network.
Well, hi, y'all. Happy Monday. Pat and JT, we're live on YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, all of them. So if you're just listening to the audio, we do this live every Monday around 11:30-ish.
So you've only missed one.
Yeah, only one. That's it.
It was on Fridays. You are completely out of the loop. We started this. I don't know why, but I like it. So anywho, so all the people, the Bennington Lakes area, Elkhorn, you can't start the podcast on the day after what can, but okay, hold on, let me just read it real quick here. I will read what was put out this weekend, and I think it was one of the U.S. Storm Watchers, Colin McCarthy is his name, and it says, not only is Omaha, Nebraska tornado, the Omaha, Nebraska tornado, the highest VROT this year. So I had to look that up. What's a VROT? That has to do with the rotational velocity, vroom, how fast it's going, and its measurement used for the tornado meteorologists primarily, but to gauge the rotation within the storm, rotating, which is an updraft within a thunderstorm, right? So that's where things get really cray-cray. And so he said, just looking at that, it's in the top 20 VROTs of all time.
I didn't know that.
With a VROT of over 112 miles, or KTS. So I have to look that up, not miles per hour. But anyway, so Omaha may have just seen one of the strongest tornadoes in U.S. history based on the radar.
That is incredible. I had no idea. I missed that.
And I don't know, how does it hold up with the one that went through Harlan, Iowa? And other places in Iowa, Minden, to name a few, where they're saying that one preliminarily was listed as a F5, and the one here was listed as an F4.
Yeah, I don't. I always thought that like F5 just meant like F5. What you just described would have been an F6. You know what I mean? And but yes, ours was an F3. So I don't know what goes into rating those.
I'm not really sure, because at the time they were saying, yeah, it was F4 and then F5, but they said they might be downgraded. But F5 has to be over 200 miles an hour, and that's what they were saying the one in Iowa was.
Man, that's crazy.
So,
I mean, the fact that we had that, and I think it's our advanced warning systems that we had, and people listened and paid attention, and lucky that it hit, you know, nobody was killed in the Omaha area. That's unbelievable.
Which is really crazy. There was a post too. Let me see if I can find his post. Jim Flowers put it out. He posted this yesterday. He said, I hesitate to post this, but it's irresponsible not to. Given our current situation dealing with storm aftermath and debris cleanup, I'm posting this. So he, as you know, weatherman for life, right? He says, a first look at severe weather late Tuesday indicates both tornadic and high hail wind potential coming up. That's what he's talking about this next week. And it's imperative that those in charge have an action plan to get people in the affected areas to shelter. And he says, I'm not just posting this, you know, like preliminarily or being hyper, you know, we got to watch this. He says, I'm wrestling with this post because of the sensitivity and because of the way the severe weather is. He says, sometimes, you know, lead time is what's so important. But he was talking also about a post that many years ago that he kind of had some, as a weather person, I'm sure it weighs heavy when there is serious severe weather. And if you don't get the information out quick enough.
Yeah, I'm sure.
That you wish you would have, you know, but I'm sure there's also the hesitancy of you don't want to be crying.
Well, and anymore, I mean, I get it. They get weather people get a lot of grief. You know, if they don't predict it right, you're a loser. You can't do this. You don't know your job. But like, it's so unpredictable. It's so unpredictable. And there's so many tools to help them. And it's like, it's nature. Like, there's nothing, you can't be perfect. You can't. And when he posted that, I didn't understand the context, because I thought, well, why would he feel bad about posting this? It's just giving people more advance notice. But now I understand.
So he says, I wrestled with the post because of the sensitivity, severe weather at this point. But he says, he says something about he's probably not going to post again until 24 to 36 hours out, which would probably be today, because tomorrow is supposed to be, I think this must have been on Saturday. Tomorrow is supposed to be like near 80.
Yeah. After 3 o'clock, it could get lit again.
Comes back in Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then we'll have a repeat of that again going into or sometime in the weekend. That, you know, this heating up. And then, but, you know, it's talking to people this, and I was out there this morning with a lot of other people, and we were out there. I was helping make breakfast, you know, because I'm a cook. So,
yeah.
But I will tell you, we made 250 breakfasts this morning. Fine sausage, scrambled eggs. We made biscuits and gravy and French toast.
Nice.
And all Blackstone sitting in a parking lot. And I also prepped 32 pork roasts that are in the oven as we speak. Prep to put in the morning also.
That's awesome.
I'm working on this. I'm going to hate myself tomorrow. But had a great group. Just out there working on that stuff and getting things, you know, getting everybody together, and you realize everything kind of falls into a sink. Everybody gets together. Saturday was chaotic. Mm-hmm. Saturday, call out early, and everybody, a lot of people met at the Relevant Center out in Elkhorn. Also, you got Bennington Lakes, West Shore, you know, I mean, Waterloo to Bennington.
Yeah. Yeah. The outpouring of support, you know, and it's not shocking. I mean, it's cool. It's really cool to see that we, our community did exactly what we thought that they would do in a situation like this. Like, it's not a surprise to us around here. It's just really awesome to see people following through.
Porky Butts just wrote in and said, Pat, have your father on to tell the story of watching the tornado.
I know I should. And I was going to tell this story because I don't know all the details of it.
That's how why he wants us to have your dad on.
Yeah.
he used to come on once a year and sing happy birthday to us. He doesn't.
I know he's asking. So maybe we'll bring him on next week or whatever, sometime this week to talk about it. Yeah, it missed their house. They were right in the path. I don't know how their house didn't get hit. It went right through their yard and turned. They were from the, what I, my crib, my, what is it? Crib notes? What is it? Cribs notes? Anyway, whatever. My summary in my head that I have from the story that they told me, because I had called right when I left work and the sirens were going off. Cliff's notes. There we go. Thank you. I left like at 3 o'clock, 3:30 or whatever. When the sirens went off to go home, and Beth had called and said, hey, it's right over your parents' house. You better call. So I had called, and it had just gone by their house, and they were in the living room and they were watching Rambi, I believe. And they started seeing trees and stuff flying all over the place out the window. And my mom was out of one window looking out, and my dad was out the other opposite sides of the house. My dad's like, I think it's coming close. And she's like, Frank, it's here. And it was in their front yard, and they don't have a basement. So they ran to the hallway ish. But it turned. Uh-huh. It turned at the corner of the yard and went through the other part of the grass and didn't hit the house, and then just skipped over, and neighbors' houses were, you know, destroyed. And it was intense. So I will. He would be much more colorful in telling that because he knows all the details.
I can't imagine.
I can't imagine.
But I did see that quite a few homes down at West Shore got hit. Mm-hmm. And more pictures coming in all the time. Devastation up at Bennington Lakes. I think I know a couple people that live up there. There's just nothing there. It's just crazy.
And how did we not, kind of a little sidebar with, I mean, awesome that Zach Bryan was out helping clean up, him and his band all weekend, clean up in Elkhorn. How did we not know that he spent many years in Omaha, living in Omaha? Like, he's such a huge star that's never been brought up before.
Never had. And he actually was coming from Des Moines and decided just to come hang in Omaha before his show tonight, isn't it?
Tonight and tomorrow. I think there's two shows.
And so he just happened to just be here, and then they're just like, put it to work. You know, I mean, that was it. Yeah. So really cool. But yeah, a lot of people, you know, yesterday, you may have seen the pictures of Maple, and it just looked like a log jam. It was like everybody who had a truck and a trailer was in line. And there was nobody could go anywhere. It was a bad game of Tetris trying to get everybody through, but everybody just wanted to help. And at that point there was no, you know, real direction. It's just like, everybody just showed up and just like, okay, I'm just trying to find a place to help. This morning was much more structured. People were at their location. They said some of the areas looked like just ghost towns, because, you know, now after 48 hours of this, So from Friday night, Saturday night, Sunday night plus, that some people are just exhausted because they've been on, you know,
Two days. Some of them with no place. I mean, they have places to go, hotels and stuff, but with like everything's gone or ruined.
That's another thing, too, is they're trying to find locations. And I'd seen some people were talking about where there's very little housing to begin with. And what housing there is, it's like people were advertising. It's like, it's fully furnished and $2,000 a month. And I'm like, they have a mortgage they're paying, right, too. And if they get the insurance squared away.
Right.
$2,000 a month is a little bit high right now.
And I saw a post on Facebook yesterday or the day before that said that some hotels in the area were like double and tripling their prices. Is that true?
I haven't seen that.
They're pretty fired up.
If they are, Karma, let me introduce you. Right?
Side note, Blaine, Porky Butts just sent me a text. He said he was eating KFC and said, I think those trees are flying. That might be a tornado. So yeah, thanks, Blaine. Appreciate it, buddy. So yeah, we'll have to get my dad on to talk about it.
We should have him call in. Blaine, you call. I bet you could tell the
story. Probably could.
I think you could do it. You already added the color, Pat, forgot. KFC, that was important. I mean, come on. What did you see? There's also a video of there was a young couple, but she started videoing and they were speaking another language. And I believe somebody identified it as like they're maybe from India or something like that. But they were filming. They were in their house. It was in Elkhorn. And you see her walking across her living room and the window, the drapes are pulled back and they're walking towards it. So it almost looks like a movie scene. It's just crazy because she was filming as she was walking across the room and she gets close and the tornado goes right by their house. And all this stuff, and she was following it with her eyes. And in the comments, everybody's like, quit looking to the right, look to the left, because it's coming from that direction. You know, all this stuff was flying by. And then on me, I just like pucker factor zero, right? It's just, get away from the glass.
Right?
Get away from the window.
And there are so many videos going around of it going over the interstate, of it going over Dodge Street out by Sycamore Farms. And then people are just in cars. I know there's some people turned around on that one I saw on westbound on Dodge, and that when it went over by Sycamore Farms, people are like still driving towards it.
Oh, speaking of which, here, I got one for you. Hold on. Stay right there just a second. Let me see if I can share the screen with you because this, okay, let me see if I pull this up here. Hold on. I have a video to share with you. This was from Iowa. Somebody had sent this. I'm not good at this because I wasn't ready.
I sent the link to Blaine just in case he wanted to hop in here real quick. Yeah.
Right? Hop in. All right. So here we go. We're going to make this one and watch. See if you've seen this one. It has no sound.
I have. This is crazy.
This is a storm chaser. And he was just driving down the road. And all of a sudden, and this is about... You go.
Yeah.
What?
I mean, I had.
What?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I know.
So he's continuing on. I think it had just like freak him out. This is like 45 seconds, but there's no sound on this.
Imagine just driving in that just.
And looking at all the stuff that's just like. And there was another one too. I thought I had that one too, where the truck flipped.
Yeah,
right in front
of him. I was just looking for. I texted it to somebody this weekend, so I'll try to find it.
I thought I had that one too. Nope, this is the other one. But yeah, that's the lightning one. That's what that is. Just crazy. But yeah, there were some really frightening moments, no doubt about it. But you're right about that, the fact that no lives were lost.
Oh, it really is pretty incredible. I emailed that to you and I both, that link.
That's crazy. Yeah.
So it is, but it is the way people are reacting to it. No surprise. Awesome, but no surprise.
Yep. So everybody that's out there working, you know, now things are getting organized and you're going to see more companies coming out, more businesses are getting organized that are in the business of feeding people, that are in the business of picking up trash, that are in the business of reconstructing and destructing and doing all that stuff. But boy, fill in the gaps this weekend. A lot of people volunteered a lot of hours, didn't even think twice about it and got out in it and started moving stuff to help people out. So, and they said there are a lot of homes that are north of Elkhorn too, that are out rural areas that haven't been touched yet. And the one guy I was working with today, the food truck Hot Meals USA, they're out of Kearney and they've been doing this for about 10 years. And he, nicest guy. And he just got, I think they just got their second rig. And I believe it went to Iowa. But what they get dispatched and they fill in the blanks. So when somebody, when this happens, they're there as quickly as they can turn. As soon as they're given the go ahead by, I think it's the Red Cross has to give certain dispensation. I don't know. There's some kind of paperwork that has to go. But once they know it's them that are coming, it really moves quickly because they just like, yes, signed off, get them out there. And they bring out the stuff and they have all the cookers. They have everything ready to go. And then once the others like Hy-Vee is going to start cooking, he said, we'll probably be told today that we can go ahead and go home tomorrow. So we're just here for a couple days, couple, 3 days until everything mm-hmm. else gets up to speed yeah. is what he did. But neat organization. They take donations. Feel free to drop them some money. But they're hoping to eventually have a fleet where that's what they do. And they want to be stationed throughout the Midwest.
What was it called again?
It's called Hot Meals USA.
Gotcha.
And they're hoping to have, instead of having a truck from Kearney to have to go to Iowa, yeah. they'd like to have something in each state where that it's easier to get to the emergency quicker.
Which just makes sense. Yeah.
And this was, and then you had Oklahoma, right? And Oklahoma just got mm-hmm. demolished as well. A couple of those. Was it sulfur Oklahoma?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was and
at night too. I mean, even more terrifying. Every time you see a flash of lightning, yeah. the tornadoes advance somewhere else. Blaine Texan said he can't. They're busy at the restaurant prepping meals for Operation Barbecue Relief, which I'd never heard of that organization before. OperationBarbecueRelief.org. I'll share that link in the description and everything for people to check it out.
See, what he's doing right now is exactly what Dick was talking about. The guy with the Hot Meals USA. It's like once the locals get on their feet, then we can mm-hmm. head home. But we're here to get things, you know, to kind of cover up
and get past the shock, fill the gap, you know. And because even if you weren't physically involved in it, like your house wasn't damaged or a family member's house wasn't damaged, it's like to see that happen in your town, it's shock because we're watching it live. 90% of the people were watching it live on seven. Social media or something. And you're seeing it real time. You're watching, at least we watched seven and watching Bill Ramby react as he's seeing a tornado just pop out of the sky at Epley Airfield. We saw that live. I mean, that's a hard
in the camera.
Yeah, that's a hard thing to watch, let alone being in it, in a house, getting hit by it. Jeez.
I was following a couple of the storm chasers that were in town, which was crazy. Because it's like, that's just down the street.
Yeah.
That's like 10 minutes mm-hmm. away. That's just down the road.
I was watching it on Channel 8. I think it was Channel 8. This live stream before it got here, but right before it went down and dropped in Waverly. Rusty Dawkins went in the basement. I've never seen a weatherman because it was heading right for their studios. And it was like, went in the basement, stay on live, no camera, and was still talking.
Yeah.
It was wild, wild, wild. I found that video. Hold on.
Yeah.
Let me show this. Here we go.
Whoa. A cop might be closing that road.
I mean, that crazy.
A little different. The one I had was at night.
Oh, I didn't see. So I didn't see the one at night.
The one at night, and he's driving. He says, "My storm chase had a quick detour," is what it was captioned basically. Mm-hmm. And it was only like a 20-second clip, very similar. But he was driving down the highway, and it was dark. And next thing you know, you see a truck sliding at him toward him on its side.
I've not seen
and he just went off to the right into the ditch.
Holy cow. Not seen that one.
You didn't expect that. So yeah, I'm sure there's going to be a ton more that are going to be coming out. So I don't even know. It's like, you don't know what else to talk about. Cause it's like, well, you don't want to just talk about that. Cause everybody's talking about that. But what else is there to talk about when that's the most important thing to a lot of mm-hmm. people right now? The links that we provide, there's so many different ones. If you see any others that you want to drop into the comments, please do, of anything that might serve. I will tell you that the Relevant Center, that link in particular, they have a list of items that are needed. And it also explains to people how to get help on that page too. So if you're in a situation where you're trying to figure out how to access this help, that has a list of things to do or people to see or however you can get a hold of them. But the list of items that they need, there's some things that are marked off because it's like, okay, we've got plenty of this. We don't need any more of this right now. Can you bring some of that, you know, and instead, and that might be helpful. You can drop off things there. And it might be, like I said, it might be kind of a cluster because it's right on 204th and just west of 204th on mm-hmm. Maple. So it might be kind of a cluster right there, but you can come in from the south also. on that one too. But
and that link, the links, all the links you put on your Facebook page, I put in the description down here, down below. So the Relevant Center was one of them.
Humane Society is doing a great job. If any animals are found, they will scoop them up. And I've seen people posting on Nextdoor. I've got a big backyard. I've got room. I've got, you know, whatever it is. And I can take some animals if you need a place just to drop your animals until you figure out what you're going to do. You know, there's people offering just to take care of people's pets while they're trying to figure out what to do with their house.
I mean, the layers of people deciding what to do on things, it's just so deep because you try to figure out one thing and then there's 15 other things you have to figure out after that.
Like, where do I put my pets when I'm doing all this stuff? And how do you take care of this? And then just to know that they're taken care of.
And a couple of interesting things I saw yesterday too, that maple sign, street sign that was found, I think 45 or 50 miles away up in Iowa. And there was some unopened envelopes from someone. I don't know if it was in Elkhorn. I think those envelopes were addressed to somebody in Elkhorn. It was found by like Boone. I don't know exactly where, but it was like 70 or 80 miles away.
And that's another one at both the Relevant Center and a couple of other places. Anything people find that they can take it to those locations, they have tables laid out with personal items. And it might be pictures, it was clothes, it was all the stuff that people had found that wasn't theirs, and they took it there. So, I'm sure anybody that's been hit, it might be worth just taking a break and just taking a walk through. You might find some stuff.
Yeah, you never know.
Or help somebody reunite with some things of their own. But they said a lot of people found some pictures and things like that, but they knew meant something to somebody. Sad. So hopefully they can get it.
And also at our Livest location of Herdette Sports Bar too. Today and tomorrow from 11 to 7, drop off non-perishable food. The exact same thing that you had just mentioned. I heard Sasha say on a live today that people are in great need of socks. Socks specifically.
That's like, honestly, that is one of the...
you would never think about. It's those basic things that you never think about in situations like this that people would need.
Yeah, let's see here. Let me look here real quick on. I was just going to go down that list right now. I'm looking at the Relevant Center list real quick. And yes, socks, definitely. Flashlights, battery operated things, ponchos, Clorox wipes, but things they are good with. They're good with food, granola bars, chips, trash bags, toilet paper, paper towels. They're good with, plastics, paper plates, et cetera, soap, shampoos. They've got those marked off. But they still need like pillowcases, laundry detergent, first aid supplies. A lot of ibuprofen and Tylenol is listed individually. and I don't blame them. Packing tape, scissors, Sharpies, Ziploc bags, those kind of things. So yeah, it's like you think of the first, the immediate necessities, but then sometimes it's the other things you're like, oh, yeah, we need those too. So, but yeah, they'll be down at La Vista Herdette Sports Bar today and tomorrow. 11 to 7 both days. If you want to drop stuff off, or if you're out west, hit the Relevant Center. And there's a couple other churches too where you can drop stuff off as well. They're all working together. So
it's pretty.
Yeah. So go out, and I wanted to also say while we were there this morning, there was a handful of people early that drove through and just stopped. They said, I don't need anything. I just wanted to come by and thank you guys for doing
this. That's nice. Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
I mean, it was, and thankfully the guy who runs it was right there. And it was like, this is the guy you need to talk to because this is the guy that put it together, right? But I just thought that was so cool. They were coming to help, but they just wanted to swing through the parking lot real quick. And they're like, I don't need any food or anything. I just wanted to swing through and let you guys know, thanks for doing this. And it's like, this is the guy.
Yeah.
Put this together. So, exactly. So it was pretty cool. But it is. Everybody's reaching out. So everybody got you in your prayers, we're thinking of you and we're doing whatever we can. And not everybody's way of donating looks the same. So don't feel bad if you can't get out and go move trees.
Right.
Don't feel bad if you aren't able to do any of those things. Just whatever it takes. And sometimes all you can do is pray. And that's okay. And that's what you got. So I just got Philip is watching from the Philippines.
Philip from the Philippines. That's kind of unique. I don't know if I believe you, Philip. I'm just kidding.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Anyway, before we go on, if you're looking for something to do this weekend, have you been to Lauritsen Gardens lately? I remember the first time I went there. Have you been there before, Pat?
A long time ago, yeah.
I mean, blows your mind. If you haven't been there before, it is amazing. But they have something going on right now for the kids, and it's called the Brick Live Brickosaurs, which is like
Jurassic level, right? But for Omaha's Lauritsen Gardens. And they use these bricks, like 1.5 million bricks to make about 30 different dinosaur sculptures that are all around.
They're big. Gardens. And it's not like little, tiny tabletop things. There are some, these are huge.
Huge. So you got the big old T-Rex, you got the Stegosaurus, the Triceratops, like there's 30 different sculptures that are there. And it's going on now through the 12th of May. And just a little hint for you. Once you go to Lauritsen Gardens, if you've never been there, you're going to want to go back. And the membership is really inexpensive for all that you get. So you might look into just being a member, because membership, you can go to this for free.
Right.
But you can get tickets too, and they're really reasonable as well.
LauritsenGardens.com. Sorry. LauritsenGardens.org/tickets. Go. But before you get to the tickets page, look at the pictures.
Yes.
On the front page, and you'll get an idea of what the size and scope and how cool this really is. And the fact that we've all been shut up inside for so long, and it's beautiful spring weather, and getting out to a place like Lauritsen Gardens just in general is a great idea for the family.
And as they said, I didn't write this, but I'm going to say it. It's a dynamite exhibit. Great.
How can you not say that when you're talking about dinosaurs?
It's a dynamite exhibit, so don't miss it.
We really can't talk about anything else. Like it was such an unbelievable weekend, and the response has been so unbelievable. It's like we can't really pivot and start talking about the Royals or anything.
I have some dumb stories.
We'll save those for later this week.
Hopefully tomorrow, no storms. Yes. Maybe just a little rain. That'd be okay, but none of that stuff.
Sweet. All right. So, well, thank you.
Thanks,
guys, for commenting. Make sure you rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast, and it helps everybody else find it. We appreciate it. We'll see you back here Monday live on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, whatever, but then tomorrow on our pod. Have a great one.
Pat and JT Podcast, a Huda Media production.